Last year, I had a Raymarine autopilot installed on my boat. It's a far cry from my first self-steering gear, a wind vane bought in 1973 from an unwilling seller. That was an old Gunning pendulum servo system that looked as though it had been built in somebody's garage out of junk from a bits box. I was desperate for a pilot of some sort, and I'd spotted this one on a derelict-looking yacht in Moody's Yard. It wasn't for sale, but there was something about the vessel that suggested the owner might be in need of funds, so I knocked on his hull one Sunday lunchtime. A nondescript face appeared and I offered £100 there and then, by check. He peered at the lash up on his counter and shook his head. "It doesn't work," he said, "but it's worth far more than that for the parts. Anyway, it's not for sale." Disappointed, I sloped off to the Jolly Sailor for a stiffener. My chums agreed that if I could get my hands on it, any problems could be fixed. And one ocean walloper pointed out that the way the chap had it set up, it never stood an even chance. "Try him with cash," suggested Martin, a born businessman who later squandered his otherwise certain chances of becoming a millionaire by sailing off into the sunset. The lure of the Reddies is always hard to ignore, so it seemed worth a try. Trouble was, I only had 15 quid, which was a lot of money in those days. After another pint or two, the troops were rallying to the cause and a whip round was proposed. I couldn't see my pals raising anything approaching a three-figure sum, but we did manage £95, mostly in old £1 notes, on the strict understanding that I made good the various advances before the following Friday, when the loot would be required for further refreshment. The landlord, who chipped in a fiver himself, supplied the brown envelope, and thus armed, I toddled back to Moody's. Blow me down if Martin wasn't proved right. Seeing the cash being counted out on his saloon table, the owner of the unremarkable face came to life. He shook me by the hand and the Gunning was mine. He was wrong about one thing, though. The simple gear worked from the very start. With an intelligent application of weather helm and a sensible balancing of the rig, it would go on to steer my old gaffer through storm, tempest and even the dreaded light-following winds. If you were caught between tiller and cockpit combing when it was in full cry, it crushed you like an empty beer can. Indeed, it was so effective, and my wife enjoyed steering so little, that she announced she'd rather leave the cooker ashore than sail without the Gunning. I was thinking about how simple that gear was when I found myself struggling with the new autopilot last summer. We'd run out of time to commission the device properly, but I reckoned that with my experience that'd be no problem, so I cruised off hoping for the best. I was wrong. An electronic autopilot is far more sophisticated than a wind vane. Apart from discovering how to crank up every sensor to the maximum, I really hadn't got a clue, which is why this spring I crept back for a proper commissioning. The event had historical context because the technician turned out to be the son of an old friend who'd certainly have been present at the whip round 40 years earlier. He played tunes on the electronics until their performance was unrecognisable. Last weekend, the autopilot was sailing my boat in a wind gusting from 15 to 30 knots, self-steering nightmare country. She amazed my shipmates by blasting along as straight as a gun barrel. It's all very well buying electronics cheaper on the internet, but when it comes to value for money, I'm afraid you get what you pay for.